All right, Pat. Is it see you in Fort Myers time for this Minnesota Twins club?
Yes, it is. It is. They have no chance. They can't. You know, they have one great player, and apparently he's too fast. His legs can't take his speed. That's my new theory. That's my new theory. He can't stay healthy. He either has to slow down, or which is then would reduce his game to being just ordinary, or he's never going to be able to stay healthy. Because what do we got now? We got a hip, a knee, and a hammy, right?
Yep.
Hip, a knee, and a hammy.
Hip and hammy for sure.
That's not good. He runs too fast. That's apparently the problem. Miguel Sano is too huge, but Buxton's too fast. Those are my theories.
That's it. That's the problem.
One comparison I've seen is, you know, Molitor had terrible leg problems until he got to be about 30, and then he played all the time. That's because they turned him into a DH. You can't turn Buxton into a DH because his value is running 120 feet and catching a fly ball. That's his value. So it's a disaster. It's a disaster. I don't know who they're going to call up to replace him. I'd call up that Broxton. He can't hit, but he can run the ball down at least. But I don't know what they'll do. If they call up Brent Rooker again, let's give up because he can't hit. So, and he can't play the outfield. So now you, what do you do? See Jake Cave every day. It's a disaster. Now I thought they had not scored in the 10th inning, but they actually scored two and then gave up three, right? That was the worst loss of the season. Is that true? Is that right?
Was that the Brewers game?
Was that right off the bat? Was that the first game?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I think you're right.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, they did score, but so the last
that's
six,
right.
They have not. It is pretty much mathematically impossible not to get a runner home from second with nobody out six out of seven times, isn't it? It's amazing that they are able to do this. But right now, it's hopeless. You know, the bullpen is, Tyler Duffy has turned into ordinary from phenomenal 2 years ago. Look at the number of guys they've had that have gone from phenomenal to mediocre or less in mm-hmm. 2 years. Polanco, Kepler, Duffy. I think we could keep looking around. Garver.
Sano.
Sano.
19.
We like him at 19.
Yes. Signed him to the three-year contract in January of 2020.
Yeah. Did he? He got hurt that year though, too, right? For a little while. Then wasn't he out?
Yeah, but
I don't remember. But yes,
he still hit like 30 home runs, right?
So we had him hitting at 96 off the machine there for 7 days, but these damn sneaky pitchers. Don't throw the ball where the machine does, damn them. Right?
No.
The machine.
That's what we need, machine pitchers, Pat. Robot umpires and machine pitchers, and Sano will be fine.
Oh, man. It's, wow, it's an amazing train wreck. And in an atmosphere right now, okay, the Wolves still stink, right? But you want to see Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
He's, you know, you got some excitement. I mean, he's the guy, it's his team now, not Cats. And of course, the Wild are going to be playing for two more months, maybe. So you got good things happening. And the Loons, who cares? I mean, it's just, you got the state people at the stadium and they're going to be able to fill it up now, right? They're going to take the limits off if they want to. And you know, people will be over there having a good time and not caring if they win or lose. So that's good. And everybody's optimistic about the Vikings, of course, because they had another fantastic draft, as they always do. And then we got this train wreck. It's incredible how these guys, I don't know, but Phil, I don't think these are the kind of guys that are going to stick around and watch it go in the tank. I think you got the garage sale in late July, don't you? Maybe even before that.
Yeah. We brought that up with, like, Andrelton Simmons it's a one-year deal. He probably gets traded in a month and a half if this keeps going.
How about Polanco and Kepler if somebody will take him? Nobody will take Sano, but I think some of these young, you know, I think Kepler's gone if you can, you know, you can put Larnick in right field. I think he's gone unless he comes out of his coma. And, you know, but then again, you're trading these guys with no value, too. You're trading them for double-A prospects and admitting you're in rebuild again. So
the greatest mystery, and I don't know if there's other examples you can cite, Pat, but the greatest mystery is you've got guys who expect young prospects like Kepler and Polanco who are highly touted. They emerge in their prime. They have big seasons in the middle of their prime, and then still in their prime, they look like this.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make sense.
They're 27. This is it. This is what you've always been. This is what baseball players at time immemorial have always been at their best. And all of a sudden, they're terrible. You can say, well, Polanco had the vitamins, but that was 2018, right? 2019, he was getting tested every 20 minutes and was the American League All-Star shortstop. So it is phenomenal. You know, and I really like Donaldson as a player, but I got to admit, he's 35, right? 35, 30, you know, I mean, he isn't going to carry you, so... I don't know what the...
Can you trade him, Pat?
No, I don't. Not at that number. I don't think so. I don't think you can trade him at that number. My first priority would be trading Sano. Mm-hmm. Seeing if I could get rid of him. But I don't know. You know what else we got? Here's the other problem we got. I actually told Judd this last night, Phil. We got too much our medical advancements have created too much diagnosis. Because they'll find something wrong with Buxton, right? They'll look at him and they'll find something wrong. Back in the day, they would have just let him limp back to the dugout and said, go get him, fella. He'd be playing tonight. But we find, you got the MRIs. And one of the worst things ever happened to the Twins, MRIs. That is a bad idea. Back in the X-ray days, well, there's a little something there, but what the hell? Go get him. You know, it's
put a little icy hot on it and get
Tony
your ass
can
back
keep
out
playing
there.
Right field. Tony, go back out there.
Yeah, I just came up. I was driving in that I'm in the office this morning, whatever time it is, and I was driving in today, and I realized, I drove down the street, right. And I realized the three major irritants in my life right now are Trump turning racism into a populist movement. That's A, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's A. B, the Twins. C, the neighbor who takes out his recycling bin every Friday and you're 95% sure that you took it out last week, so it isn't coming back. But because of this jackass, you have to take it out just to be sure. That's the third
pure
thing
pressure.
The idiot. Pretty soon, some guy brings it out. Right? Nobody else has it out at 7:30 in the morning. They got their other thing, and then some idiot brings his out. Right?
Yeah.
So then. Then up and down the neighborhood, they start appearing again because people think, oh, well, hell, maybe it is this week. I had like three little cardboard boxes in there, but I had to take it out just in case, you know. So, you know, that's my number three irritant right behind the Twins.
You got to keep track of that yourself, Royce.
I do. I was 95%
Well, then don't give in to the peer pressure. Tell the guy to bleep himself. Cross the stuff.
You know,
you be you.
Well, why does it, you know, I think we ought to go over when a guy does that and just dump it in his driveway. That's what I think.
I like it. Goon it up. Old school hockey. Go over and fight him.
Pull
a shirt over his head.
Our life used to always be driven by weeks, right? 1 week at a time. Now it's 2 weeks at a time.
It is very confusing.
Is this site recycling week or not? You know, that's the way. 2 weeks at a time.
Why can't the recycling guy come every week like garbage guy? That's my question.
I don't know, because the city's paid. Because you're paying a supplement on your city property taxes to have the recycling, and then, or, you know, at least the charge is on there, you know, for recycling.
Yep.
But the cheapos don't want to send somebody once a week, so they're saving money as they're ripping you off for how much it costs to recycle.
The problem,
and then the other thing is, if your other bag, if your other tub or bin is full,
yeah,
really full, you got to hide some of the stuff that's not supposed to be in the recycling under the recycling, you know, to make it fit there. So, you know, you got to, like, you know, maybe there's a little food that's been left over and they can't fit it in the other bag, then you hide it under the other recycling stuff.
Absolutely.
When they dump it, they don't know. But if they see it on the top, then you're in trouble. So anyway.
You got to know. Yeah. Who cares?
I'll tell you. So out here in Washington, so they're, you know, obviously they're very green out here.
They actually they're out there, I'm sure.
So the recycling receptacles are literally three times larger than the garbage bin, so that you run out of room in your garbage bin and you have to put stuff in the recycling.
Yes.
They're giving me no other choice. So I have to bury garbage at the bottom of the recycling sometimes.
Yes, you do.
There's no problem.
Because I'm not going to pay $30. I'm not going to go pay $30 to go to the garbage dump, you know.
No, I'm sure that what do they get? The other bins are like these little tiny little things that hold it. Three old sandwiches.
And I suppose their message would be, we're trying to encourage you to recycle more things. I'm saying, listen, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we try.
Every week. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. Come every week, both of those guys, so that I can get rid of the crap. Because I got boxes at my doorstep every damn day. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's QVC. It's not my stuff.
Yeah, I get a little of that myself too. So that those are my three. Those are my three irritants. But damn, I see no hope. Anybody see hope? I see no hope here. I mean, they're old. They're old. They're slow. They got guys that I don't know. And you know who gets moved? Maeda, for sure.
Oh man,
don't you think so?
Yeah, I think they're gonna look, and this is all gonna be. I think we're talking about this before anyone else is, so people are gonna be sort of shocked by why. What do you mean? They're almost 10 games under 500. In a month from now, they're gonna have to start exploring trades. And what are the pieces that could get you an actual meaningful piece back? Maeda. I mean,
the other guy, Maeda,
Nelson Cruz,
Kepler, Polanco. You'd have to give away at half price, and so you just have to give them away if somebody take him off your hands. And but it's a rebuild, you know. And I just don't see how they come out of it. Now I agree with Rocco on one thing. I've been saying it before. He wasn't whining much yesterday about anything. But I do. He did say I'd like to see us play an inning. I think that a lot of people would like to see him play an inning or two. And I still say it should be the 12th, not the 10th. But that's just me. But I'm certainly not making excuses for these clowns. You know.
They get what amen.
You know, the other thing is, and Judd and I were talking about this last night. Look at the schedule they played. They haven't played the real people yet, hardly. Right? I mean, the schedule. Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Detroit. Texas was supposed to be. Texas had one of the worst records in the. They were solidly in last place until they came here, and they outclassed the Twins. They bring guys out of the bullpen throwing 97, and these guys bring out poor Tyler Duffy with 5 miles an hour less than he had 2 years ago. I don't get it. I don't know.
Yep. Well, we'll see how they do against the mighty Tigers this weekend. We got to run, Pat, but good luck with your recycling situation.
Yeah. Take care of that.
Hey, one other thing. The Saints struck out 19 times yesterday in an 11-inning game. The Twins struck out 13. So the total in the great upper Midwest whiff contest in the last three games, Saints 40, Twins 39, but it's going to be a summer-long battle.
Well, that's a drama.
Drama.
Slobber knocker.
All right.
Goodbye.
See you. All right. See you, Pat. All right, that's wrapping with Royce here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm Mackie and Judd. On his Royce Unchained podcast feed, you can find Royce Unchained with Judd, Royce on Baseball, and Monday Night Sports Talk. So, all right.
I like the fact that he is all over the trades are coming, and it just depends when and whom.
Reckless speculation.
Pat Royce, forefront of this.
Yep. I think the three of us and Declan, the four of us, we're going to lead that charge here. It's uncomfortable conversation, but just like PJ Fleck, we eat those for breakfast.
Yeah.